Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL Network's Omar Ruiz, who is embedded in Berea, where the Browns will have the first and fourth picks in the draft, something you may not know, or you certainly do know from listening to the show. Omar, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. We've been talking about it for so long now. I can't believe we still have 2.5 hours, almost exactly, from when we find out who the Browns will be picking. But, yeah, a lot of excitement, a lot of intrigue. It certainly has turned into a fascinating TV show, that's for sure.
No doubt. And, you know, we still don't know for sure who the Browns are going to take. The speculation for a while has been that it would be Darnold or Allen. The word coming out this morning that it may be Baker Mayfield. Everybody seems to be jumping on that bandwagon now. What is the latest you're hearing? Do you believe that it is going to be Baker Mayfield at one for the Browns?
It seems to be kind of everything that we're hearing. There's no signs to indicate that it won't be Baker Mayfield. Of course, not getting any confirmation that it's going to be either, but seemingly coming out of nowhere, Baker Mayfield this week, and in just making some calls around the league, it seems like everyone loves Baker Mayfield, but everybody was afraid to talk about him as not to tip their hand. So the reason why we weren't getting any buzz throughout this pre-draft process was because everyone else was enamored and didn't want to show their cards. And certainly it sounds like the Browns feel the same way. And without being coy on what they might do tonight at number one, you just have to go back and hear what Dorsey has been saying since the Senior Bowl, what he said last week in his pre-draft press conference, what Hugh Jackson said at the owners' meetings, whether it's talking about his leadership and how dynamic of a presence he can be in a locker room, how he can command a huddle and how his teammates gravitate toward him, or if it's just defending the perceived off-the-field issues he may have had, and Dorsey saying that's not the case. It might have been just a one-time incident. He is somebody who loves the game of football. You put all those things together, and you can see why now his name has shot up the radar and very likely a candidate to be a number one pick tonight.
Omar Ruiz is with us from the NFL Network. Omar, you referenced the off-the-field stuff, right? I mean, that's where you begin. He had the incident where he ran from the police last summer. Besides that, the other character concerns, I guess, would be, you know, maybe some poor choices in terms of Twitter or, you know, with players in Kansas or planting the flag. To me, I'm not worried about that stuff. Obviously, him running from the police is something you would think that due diligence has been done. If you believe that it was an isolated incident, I think you're okay with that. But from every people you've talked to, I guess people think isolated incident, no big deal?
For the most part, yeah, but it just depends on who you talk to. There are some organizations might be a little more conservative where that was an issue. And talking about all the different warts from these high-profile quarterbacks and going down the line and talking to personnel people, you know, Josh Rosen has his issues of, does he love the game and is he committed to his teammates and things of that nature. And the thing that came up from, you know, maybe a more conservative team was that wasn't an issue as much as Baker Mayfield's issue with the police was. So, there are some organizations that have no problem with it. They feel like it was a vetted one-time incident. He is not a party kind of guy. He's focused on football. And then some, just the fact that he was in trouble with the police was an issue in and of itself, something they had a hard time getting past. So, but by and large, for the most part, I'd say most teams were able to figure that was something that would potentially be a non-issue going forward.
Omar, there's been a lot of buzz about the Browns potentially trading out of the fourth pick in the draft, maybe trading down. I guess Buffalo's been mentioned most prominently since they have two first-round picks, but obviously Arizona and Miami would make some sense too. Maybe somebody else, who knows. What are you hearing in terms of that? Do you think the Browns, it's a decent chance they're going to trade down from four?
Yeah, I get a sense that they're open to it, and I think John Dorsey made no bones about it, saying that he has been getting calls on picks, and you know, he didn't specify in his pre-draft press conference about specifically being number four, but we have been hearing that that four has been getting considerable action. But I wouldn't expect them to fall too far. We talked to Jimmy Haslam yesterday, and he made a point to say that they're picking one and four because they haven't really hit on many of their high-profile picks of the past few years. So they want to start hitting some of those picks, and that's part of the reason why Sashi Brown isn't here anymore, that, yeah, he was great at acquiring these assets but weren't really able to turn them into great football players. And so, you know, the trust that they've built with John Dorsey as a football guy and the staff that he's put together with Elliott Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith and, of course, Scott McLuhan and the rest, the trust is to bring in good football players. So they don't want to fall too far down. They want to get two impactful players with those picks. So certainly you can get them at 1-4, 1-15 if it was the Cardinals. Maybe a little bit more of a question mark. So we'll have to see. But they're certainly open to it. But I wouldn't expect them to fall too far if they, in fact, do trade that fourth pick.
We're talking with Omar Ruiz, NFL Network. Omar, if they do stay at four, a lot of the talk has been about Bradley Chubb. Do you think that's the most likely guy, or is there anybody else you're hearing in terms of that fourth pick?
Yeah, Chubb seems to be the biggest difference maker that you would line up with that fourth pick and not having a problem having both Chubb and Myles Garrett, right, one draft class apart to kind of be those twin towers there on the edge. Now, you know, you hear from coaches it might be a little bit of a concern putting both, you know, right end players and having one of them switch sides might be a little bit of an issue. But, you know, you get Garrett going into his second year and a rookie. I think that's the talent that they have. It's a little too appealing to look at that risk. But, yeah, I think Chubb would make the most sense at number four if they do, in fact, keep the pick to keep building that defense and make it what looks, you know, maybe 3-4 years from now to be a juggernaut in the making.
We're talking with Omar Ruiz of the NFL Network. Omar, you know, I know you're covering the Browns, but obviously what the Jets and Giants do, the two New York teams in between the two Browns picks, can play a big factor in what happens for the Browns at four. You know, what's the buzz right now on NFL Network about the Giants and Jets at 2 and 3?
Well, you hear that if Chubb's available at two, he might be the guy, given all the smoke screen that the Giants have been putting out, and you know, Dorsey and Gettleman both doing their best to disguise what they intend on doing. But they've made such a big deal on making sure that Eli Manning is the man going forward, and making sure that they kept Odell Beckham Jr. In the fold and keeping him as a happy camper. So, you know, they're in a win-now mode. I can't see them going after another quarterback. So what that means is it's going to be Chubb or Barkley. And you look at all the different reports and draft value and assigning stock to these different picks, and the overwhelming analysis and data support taking a defensive lineman over a running back in that position. And we know Gettleman's affinity for those hog mollies and guys in the trenches. So it would look to be Chubb at that point. So if he's available, I think he'd be great for the Browns at number four. The question is, would he be available? And then does that mean Barkley's available at number four? But I think Jets at three are surefire quarterback. I don't think they move three spots and give up that amount of picks to the Colts unless they're right, dead set on picking a quarterback.
No doubt. Omar, enjoy your time in Berea. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.